Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes at the time of the year that we're talking about the Feasts of the Lord, but commonly known as the Jewish High Holy Days. The first one's coming up at the end of this week, actually beginning of next week, and that's going to be the Feast of Trumpets, or Yom Teruah. Most Jewish people are going to call this Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, but that's not really what it is biblically.
No. Biblically, as it says in Leviticus and also in Numbers, this is the Feast of Trumpets. But if you talk to Jewish people, they're going to say this is New Year's, and we have suggested in the past, and we'll continue to suggest, this is a great time of the year to form common ground with a Jewish person by talking about the trumpets or even sending them a Jewish New Year's card.
Amen. And this is a great time to just be a flat-out witness to them. This week in particular, we're really going to help you understand how this feast that Jewish people think is the New Year really points right to Jesus. Hallelujah. And powerfully so. But let's just show you again how in Scripture God loves the ram's horn, the shofar, the trumpet of God. We already showed you about Jericho. Of course, everybody knows the story of Jericho. March around this huge walled city with great big walls and blow the shofar and shout unto God. And God knocked down the walls because he said, do this and I'll do that. And they did it. And so did he. But Gideon used the shofar powerfully as well. Look, let's go into the book of Judges to look at that.
Yeah, let's turn to Judges chapter 7, verse 16. Then Gideon divided the 300 men that were left into three companies, and he put a trumpet into each man's hand.
Again, that would have been a ram's horn.
A ram's horn. And then with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers.
And then he continues, this is 300 men against a huge army.
Oh, totally outnumbered.
Of thousands and thousands of people.
So Gideon and the 100 of those who were with him came to the outposts of the camp at the beginning of the middle of the watch, just as they had posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands, and the three companies, they blew their trumpets too, and they broke the pitchers that were in their hand that held the torches with their left hands, and their trumpets had their right hands, and they were blowing the trumpets, and the lights were flashing, and the trumpets were sounding, and they cried out, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
Hallelujah. And the result? The enemy was routed.
Whoa! Didn't know what was happening. And part, Jeff, it's that sound of the trumpet coming from all over. It's a spiritually significant sound.
Yeah, this is the point, friends. God loves the shofar. The sound of the ram's horn has power in it when it's blown unto the Lord. Now, it not just as a clanging symbol of noise, but it's blown unto God.
Yeah, I guess a word of aside, many of you may have been in churches or maybe at some conventions where somebody would be blowing the ram's horn. Maybe at an inappropriate time, or you know, something was going on, and not only was it no power to it,
might be irritating.
It was irritating. You're sitting next to someone, and they're going, not the way to do it. There's a certain etiquette, but more important, there's a certain order. God's order in sounding of the ram's horn.
That's right. And when the shofar is blown unto the Lord in proper context, wow, wow, wow.
And coming up is the day that God calls in his word the day of the sounding of the trumpet. So this coming holiday, this coming feast day, this coming holy convocation is a time God says to sound the trumpets.
And on tomorrow's program, we're going to blow the shofar again for you and let you hear what it sounds like, because it's really worth it. Now, the key here, God uses the shofar biblically in the past, and he uses it biblically for the future as well. It ties right into our Messiah, Yeshua, into Jesus. And the Jewish people don't know that part of it. They know about Jericho. They know about Gideon, some of them, but they don't know about Jesus.
But you're going to tell them about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to tell you about Jesus and the Feast of Trumpets in upcoming shows right here on Messianic Minutes.
Yeah, check our website, friends. It's messianicminutes.com. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us. Send a contribution, tax deductible if the Lord leads, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichem.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.